We will call the Gates County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023 at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, approve the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries.
Must be carried over from P&Z, huh?
Evidently. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? Seeing none, we've got a couple tax correction slips here for personal property. And these are yours, Patty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are a couple reductions for amended schedules. So this would just be basically some administration if anyone would like to take a look at these. Some time and let you guys take a look at those.
I have a lot of Nate.
Yeah, that's where the bank is.
Oh, that's right. I was trying it out, but.
Yeah, you weren't trying it.
It's like that might be a little too much.
No, I'm sorry. I took that off of this.
No.
Oh.
They were specifically in order where I'd signed.
That's fine. I didn't move them. I just picked it up.
I just found that.
Wednesday morning has a Monday morning feel today.
Better than last Thursday.
Thank you.
That was an odd.
All right. I guess I would ask for a motion to approve tax correction slips number 1 and 2 for amended second. Schedules. Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn to approve tax correction slips 1 and 2. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Patty, do you have anything for us this morning?
Please.
Stay quiet.
Stay quiet.
I see in the paperwork that you've secured the people to do the refereeing or whatever you want to call it on the standard appraisal and Lloyd Dickerson.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
You secured those two people to do our.
No, he's down there right now.
I mean,
he came to talk to you guys, right? If you want to talk at the end of the meeting or whenever. I think you said something. If he's here today, if you guys want to talk to him. Lloyd's in Arizona, so I'm not real sure.
Well, there's a letter here.
Well, but that was for it said 2022 and 2023, so.
That's on this contract.
Oh, is that what it was?
The old contract. Terry
wanted
that.
Oh, that's the old contract.
Yeah, okay. Terry wanted that, and then so said everybody.
Okay. The only thing I had concerns about
is the current contract.
We may need more people, and Daryl's got people underneath him that are young enough that, you know, can help. Because I think possibly with the amount that I'm sending out this year, we'll need more than just those two. And that's why, you know, we talked about that last meeting that you wanted to visit. So he is here today. So if you guys want to.
This is for.
Talk to him. Don asked about putting it on the agenda, but we didn't do that, right, Don?
No, because
We weren't voting on anything.
It's on the agenda if you just wanted to visit, or he could come in under committee reports and visit. I didn't know what you...
Do you really want to have him down, Terry?
He's down there right now.
I just...
Because we're...
I don't think that has to be discussed publicly, but I will talk to him because I wanted to emphasize to him that we have better preparation this time.
And there were some situations that I had discussed with you at the, remember last year when I brought in some concerns.
And we could, I mean, we'll have a little bit of time between meetings, but we could catch him today also, and I think that'd be a really good idea.
I just think we're going to need a few more, and he's got people that work underneath him, too. Josh is his right-hand guy, and he's probably...
Want to make sure we're prepared, that's all.
Josh was here and available last year, too, though. That didn't solve that issue, but...
He wasn't in any of the referee meetings, was he?
No, but when we had... I think you were referring to when the stuff came to the actual board.
Yes.
Josh was available that day, I know, because Daryl had said something about...
Oh, to go out and look.
Sending Josh out to look at something, and...
I mean, I think there's some parameters we need to set, like if we can't get into homes, what to do. If we get a protest, we're going to look at the whole protest and not just what parts they want us to look at. That would be my suggestion. You know, because you go out there and you pick apart what they want you to look at, and then you happen to see another building that's all different. So, I mean...
Isn't that your practice now, though?
Okay. Referees not. That's... We do. I'm just saying, as a protest, my suggestion to you would be, if they're going to protest a property, let's look at the whole thing while we're out there, not just bits and pieces.
Do I understand right, though, then once it gets to the protest period, it's all the Board of Supervisors then? And I misunderstood that in the past. I thought we were just assisting you on that. So we had talked about that a little bit. So if we do want to set some parameters, we definitely can.
That's what I think we've... And Denny was actually part of it for a long time, just because he'd been on the equalization and he, you know, but then he got, you know, ill. So, yeah. So once it leaves my hands, I'm assisting you in the protest period with whoever you want for referees or whatever you want people to do. And I'm here to help, but... and to do whatever I can to help, you know, with the protest. But at this point, I've set my values based on what I think is right or what we think is right. And then you're kind of the in-between before it might go to Turk. So the 22nd, he's with a lot of other counties. So I want to make that clear that we need to build him up for a lot of days in June and July possibly. But then once again, the biggest complaint I have is they all come in on the 30th of June and you have to have them settled by the 25th.
Mr. Swavely, Mr. Juergens, and Mr. Schuler are technically the Equalization Committee. Do you all want to visit maybe some? Maybe talk to Mr. Stannard and maybe voice some of our concerns to them?
I plan on spending some time with her and finding out, you know, getting involved in it more, okay, because this is kind of a... Denny was a real estate agent. I'm not, okay, so that makes a big difference.
Years ago, we did it a bunch of different ways. It was three board members and the assessor assisting them, and that took quite a bit of time. But in the world today, I think it's important to have somebody that has an appraisal background, and you guys listen to that, but... You know, there again, if we print every record card off for you, that's just going back to ages of what we used to do, and that's kind of beyond. We can bring a screen in. We've got technology to get you on things. Equalization's going to be very hard this year just because of all the crazy sales out there, and that's just the truth. Every assessor I've talked to, the state, everybody I've talked to. I mean, the prices are just wacky everywhere. So...
I think the additional help may be important, especially not knowing what Lloyd's availability is even.
He likes to really only do ag, and he will help with residential. But, you know, they're retired, so if her wife say, hey, we're going here for 2 weeks, then that's kind of a problem if you're in the middle of the summer.
And we need to be planning long term here. So if they're retired, we may have to look.
Well, and he's still active in his business, but he can call the, you know, at his age. He is retired, but he still does work.
We used to have
Craig Lowe
from Homestead.
Yeah, I don't.
He doesn't want to do it anymore?
I don't think they're interested. I put some feelers out to a couple people, but.
Okay.
Lancaster, I don't know if you go to Lincoln and look for him. That's where, you know, or Daryl may have some ideas too. And he's got staff on that can do. But it's up to you guys. Yeah, you can come talk to me, too, after the meeting. I'm fine.
I think the screen and some technology, regardless of how we get the information, whether it's paper or on the screen, I don't think any of us probably care. It's just the idea that we had nothing, and that made it.
Okay, but you guys have the right to come in and look at every single protest.
and we could do that as well. When they come to us, though, the ones that are actually coming in here are the ones that we're going to be the most concerned on. As a rule, you get through most all the protests and deal with the public ahead of time. It's the ones that make it to us that those would be the only ones that we would need information on, whether it's digitally or on paper or however it is. Maybe that's something else you guys could talk about, how we'll get that information and what information we need. Just to be as fair as possible to the constituent that's protesting.
And the biggest concern now is we have the rings on the doorbell, on the door, so the second somebody steps on a property, they're sending me a picture of a guy that I have no idea who it is. Could be the FedEx guy or... So there's a lot of differences in what it used to be compared to what it is now. So you got to be really careful. What do you do when we leave callbacks and we don't get any callback? Do we put a high value on it? Or do we put what we best think is possible when you can't get into the property? People that absolutely have denied us, even at protests, to come in, I don't know. I mean, those are concerns. So.
Is it realistic to maybe have some ideas by next committee meeting? What we may want or... If you talk to Daryl some today, maybe we can talk about it at committee meetings again, and then that gives some direction to the assessor so we can say, okay, we're going to need an additional person or...
Two or whatever it takes.
Or Daryl's office can provide an additional person.
And it's not been a problem when we've had 100 out of 16,000 parcels. I'm just looking, and I'm probably overreacting, but you could have a lot more with what we're going to be doing this year. You know, when you had 100, that wasn't very many to deal with, really. There was some we could deal with and get them settled way before here. But then you have the more complicated ones that are going to be. And commercial's going to be different this year, so.
You see an increase in commercial or as big an increase as the residential?
It's going to be big. For some sales and stuff. So everything that came in, we get a preliminary of what everything looks like, and I've never seen all of our median level values in the 80s. They're between a 92 and 100%. So pounds, everything. And I'm not trying to prick, you know, I mean, it is what it is, but I just want to be prepared in case we get in, you know, a lot of them. You know, you may not need to use anybody more, or we may be able to settle. We try to settle them if we can. If there's a mistake, if they agree, hey, Daryl, let's come out here and let you look at it now. I mean, those are things that have to happen. And you know, then you can get to a point where we can change it through a board notice because of errors. It's not really errors. It's just the fact that we never got into it.
And we would we would encourage the public, if you have a dispute with your valuation, go talk to the assessor's office as soon as possible and try to straighten it out ahead of time. It's easier for everyone. There's also less rush on it at that point in time. So that would always be the encouragement. Talk to the assessor's office
and
about the valuations.
Just make sure you make them know that we are only responsible for valuations because they're always going, I want to protest my taxes. And, you know, that's – sometimes the value is okay with them. The final figure's not.
And that's something else people don't understand on taxes. Talk to the assessor on valuations.
Only.
Take a look at your tax statement and then go to the boards, whether it's, if it's a county board tax issue, come talk to us. If it's the schools, go talk to the school board. If it's an NRD or SCC, there's a lot of different taxing agencies on that slip. Gage County does not retain all of those taxes collected. We retain a small portion.
And just to kind of explain, we have three approaches to value. It's market, it's cost, and it's income. So right now, the market approach is probably the only approach we're really using, because when we're building houses now, our 2021 tax tables, when we put it into the computer, is not even getting them up to what they're selling for. So, you know, at that point, what do? You can't change the quality of a house because you need it to go up to what it's selling for. That's not the right thing to do. So, yeah, I've had some discussions with the state on this because we knew this was coming, and all the assessors are in the same boat as far as that goes. Now, with the bigger counties in Omaha and Lincoln, they have preliminary values, which is good, which they settle a lot of them in January.
I don't mean to rush you, Patty, but
I'm done.
It's time for us to move on to our next
meeting. I mean, Daryl's down there, so what?
We'll have Mr. Swavely, possibly Mr. Schuler, and Mr. Juergens stop down and visit, and then we'll discuss this at committee meetings again.
I'm just trying to give you guys a head start so you know, and then I can prepare too. So
thank
hopefully
you, Patty.
We won't have very many.
Thanks for the good news.
Cross your fingers.
We will adjourn equalization at 8:47 on the clock.